Brown 45! Brown 45!
You are listening to Any Given Sunday Australia.
Alrighty, joining Danny and myself now is another alum out of the Pro Kick squad. He's travelled from Perth to Columbus, where he was a Ray guy, top eight, all the way to Nashville now. He's a recent transfer from the Buckeyes to Vanderbilt, number 29 for the Commodores, which I didn't know the Vanderbilt were the Commodores. That's something you learn every day. Mr. Jesse Mirko, how are you, mate?
I'm good, mate. How you doing?
Not too bad. It's a pretty crisp morning here down in Victoria. What's the weather like where you are, mate?
It's actually not too bad out there at the moment. I think it's about 70 degrees, so I'm not sure what that translates back home anymore. I kind of lose track of it all, but yeah, it's not too bad.
3 years over there and you've already forgotten Celsius versus...
Yeah, it's difficult to keep up with, but...
Nah, you're all over, mate. I love it. I love it. Whereabouts? Are you in Nashville, like in town, or are you just out of town, or...?
Yeah, right in Midtown. So pretty much like smack bang between the bars down on Broadway Street and campus. So it's a pretty good spot. Walking distance probably both ways, depending on what you're doing. It's a good place to be.
It sounds actually ideal for reasons we don't need to get into. That's fine. We'll get straight into it, mate. You've been generous enough to give us your time right before a team meeting, which is perfect. One thing that I always like to start with, just to break the ice and get to know you a little bit, the boys always hate me asking it, but three people that you would have at a dinner party from any time, any place, just three people you'd have, mate.
Yeah, tough one. Probably going to stick sporting here, but I think I'd go Tiger. I think Tiger would definitely be one of them. See if he can fix my swing in the short dinner period. But probably off that, I think probably Steph Curry. Probably could chat about the swing as well. And obviously, yeah, pretty good at what he does as well. And then third's a tough one, but... probably go music, something. Being in Nashville is probably something country. So maybe like, yeah, prime Johnny Cash or something would be pretty cool. Yeah, we'll take Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash is the first for this little segment, and I love it. That is
huge.
I don't reckon we've had Tiger Woods either. I like that.
Nah, Tiger's been on there, hasn't he?
I feel like Tiger's got to be on there.
Not to fix the swing at the dinner party. If you can fix all our swings, that'd be fantastic.
How do you hit it, mate? Are you off anything?
I have an app that tries to keep track of it, but I'm not always too honest on there. So, I don't know. We'll say like bogey golf or maybe just better. But it's not pretty though. Perfect. Not pretty.
That's what we want. Bogey golf's the best fun. So when I'm in Nashville, I'll definitely come swing the sticks with you, mate.
For sure.
All right. You grew up in Freo over in Perth. Growing up, were you all the sports or were you, I always kind of see the guys from Perth, they're either the sports or they go down the surfing path. Which path did you head down?
Yeah, definitely not the surfing. I live like right near the beach, but not a massive beach fan, which shocks most people. But
it definitely does.
Yeah, I'd rather swim in the pool than get covered in sand at the beach, I think, and no sharks in the pool, so we'll take that. But definitely more sport. Played obviously footy my whole life, and I think I started when I was 4 or 5, and then cricket as well. Growing up, I played a fair bit of cricket and always enjoyed that as well.
What kind of football player were you, mate? Off halfback or out of the ruck? 6'4" we've got you at, so you're pretty tall.
Yeah, I played a bit of key position at both ends. It just depended, like when I was going through, kind of I played like state 16s at WA, and I was kind of like a key forward, and then 18s I was more of a key defender. And then in my last year, I played just some ammo footy with my brother down in North Freo, and I was back in the forward line kicking goals. So I think that's where I enjoyed the most. So.
Who doesn't love kicking a snag? It's
for sure.
I don't kick many, so I wouldn't know.
But it's nothing. Yeah,
exactly. I told you before, I can't kick it over a jam tin, so it doesn't really help. Pro Kick. How did you get involved with the boys over in Pro Kick? Obviously, being in Perth, did you have to move over to Melbourne at the time, or how did your Pro Kick journey go?
Yeah, I was actually in America with a few friends, just doing some traveling the end of 2019, and we were actually in Miami, and it was Thursday or Friday night, and it was a group of us, and we didn't even know it was on, but Miami, University of Miami, were playing, and we ended up getting some cheap tickets and going and watching, and Lou Headley from Perth was playing, and I still actually never met Lou, but watched that, and throw the U up, and watched that, and just thought, kicking some drop punts and stuff for something that, I thought I could do, and then later in the trip, we actually had planned to go to Lexington, Kentucky. One of my best friends I was with is actually cousins with Max, and so we went and watched Max play one night, and I thought it was the best thing ever, and reached out to Max when I got back to Perth, and he kind of put me in touch with Tyson Beattie, who was running Pro Kick Perth, nothing big out of there, but just went down and met with Tyson, had a kick on a random Saturday morning, and he sent some film to John and Chap at Pro Kick in Melbourne, and they asked me to move over a few weeks later, and I kind of packed up my whole life, quit the job, and moved over.
Incredible.
All happened very quickly.
You've already mentioned a couple of names, and then as we were talking, you've got Hugh Robertson's jumper on. You went down, Bangers' wedding. Love the Punters Club. But it seems like a very tight knit group. All the guys from Pro Kick that you even after 3 or 4 years, you kind of keep in touch.
Yeah, definitely. We all keep in touch. Plenty of different group chats and that with guys that are coming through and guys you went through with and guys you meet along the way. And we actually had some of the Pro Kick guys here last week. They're doing a bit of a trip over with a couple of the coaches, and they stopped through Nashville for a couple of days. So it's always good to see everyone. And it's always good to keep in touch with everyone. And I mean, I lived in a house at the time with, I think it was 5 of us that all live over here and play over here now. So definitely made some friends and guys that you stick with and stay in touch with.
It's just one big Pro Kick family at the end of the day, isn't it?
Yeah, the Pro Kick mansion we had there for a little bit. So,
so good. So, in May 2020, you committed to Ohio State, which is a huge football program. Did you know much about the school before you started that journey? And why did you end up going with Ohio State?
Yeah, honestly, I didn't know too much. I remember I'd watched them, I think, the previous year in the playoffs, I think it was. Didn't really know anything about them or that I was obviously ever going to go there. Once I kind of met with the coach on FaceTime, had no idea it was happening until that day. Chap kind of keeps it all pretty quiet. And I think my mum and dad had a message before me. They kind of had an idea before I did and got told to keep it quiet. So, it was a bit of a shock. And once I joined, I kind of got a better understanding of what schools were, I guess, in bigger and better conferences and that kind of stuff. It was a bit of a shock once I got to, meet with the coaches and commit there. And I was pretty excited and obviously pretty nervous before I head over. And 105,000 people every week. It was, a bit nerve wracking at times. But once I got there, it was awesome.
And was that the first time you'd been to the state? Oh, no, because you said you'd been previously.
Yeah. I'd been previously once in 2019 with some friends and once when I was super young, maybe 13, 14 with the parents. So I think it was, third time when I moved over.
Yeah, beautiful. And how did you find college life, especially with like you're saying, 105,000 people at the stadiums, a college with 40,000 students? It's obviously massive and hard to comprehend for a lot of people in Australia.
Yeah, it's awesome. Massive school, lots of people, lots of students in general. And obviously football is super important up there to a lot of people. It's just a massive program. Unlike anything I'd ever experienced before and even just the facilities and stuff like that, it's just on another level to everything I'd ever experienced back home. Definitely was just a crazy mind-blowing experience walking in the stadium for the first time, even when it was empty, in the winter, leading up to the season and stuff. It was just, it's a big place and pretty exciting place to be.
You trying to say that Ohio State's facilities are better than North Frio's, mate? Is that what I mean?
just a little bit, but I love it down at the Gill in North Frio. It's a good spot to be as well.
You end up graduating from Ohio State, which alongside the football is still a pretty big achievement. What were you studying, and how does that roll into where you are now at Vanderbilt?
Yeah, I was lucky to graduate there in 3 years with honors, actually, which was I was pretty happy about. And
nice.
I studied sport industry. So yeah, I got that piece of paper now I can put up on the wall one day. And then obviously decided to grad transfer and hit the portal. And once I did, I got in contact with Vanderbilt and made the move pretty quickly down in Nashville. And I'm here for my last season eligibility. And yeah, loving it so far. It's been awesome.
At Ohio State, you're obviously following the likes of Cam Johnson, who, you know, has just signed a massive deal up at Pittsburgh. And, you know, does that give you confidence knowing that the program that you've come from, that it's obviously sprouted legs for other Aussies?
Yeah, for sure. I was lucky enough, obviously, over the last few years living in Columbus. Cam's kind of based back there with his wife. She's from Columbus as well. So most off-season, I'm lucky enough to kick with him one-on-one, probably 3-4 times a week. And learning from him is obviously pretty helpful. He's probably one of the best in the NFL and has been for a while. And it's awesome to see him doing well still and moving back a little bit closer to home over here for him. So excited for him this year. And yeah, definitely helped me over the last couple of years. Definitely helped me become a better punter for sure.
Couldn't ask for a better personal coach than that.
Yeah, exactly. It's nice. It's always good to reach out to Chap and stuff back home and send them film and that. But yeah, having Cam there was definitely an advantage I had over everyone else, I'd say.
It's good. You need every advantage you can get. It's a dog eat dog world out there.
Sure.
So when you're playing in Ohio State, we were saying that it's crowds above 100,000. How does that feel for someone who hasn't had that experience?
Yeah, it's definitely crazy. Like running out, you probably notice it the most, like pregame, that kind of stuff. Once you're actually on the field to do, whether it's like hold for a field goal or an extra point or punt the ball, you kind of just get in the zone. You don't really notice it at the time. It doesn't feel too loud or too busy around you. But obviously, it's a big field, not that many guys out there. So you kind of, zone out almost a little bit, but definitely there's moments over the last few years where you're kind of just on the sideline and you get to soak it all in, and it's pretty awesome.
Sounds incredible. You played with some amazing players along your journey as well. Like, did it surprise you when the likes of, like, CJ Stroud went so well in the NFL?
Nah, not at all. I mean, like you said, I've been lucky enough the last few years to get to watch him throw the ball every day at practice. And guys like Marvin Harrison, who's obviously going to be a top pick this year, and Chris Olave, Garrett Wilson, Jackson Smith and Jubba, lots of receivers. It's a pretty loaded room, especially that receiver room at Ohio State. And it's just been awesome. One of my old housemates from when I first moved over, Thayer Mumford, he's a left tackle at the Raiders as well. And he hopefully going to start this year coming up as well. And it's just awesome to see so many dudes, you get to get close with and that you get to watch practice every day and watch how good they are, get to do it at the next level.
Do you feel like they've got a different mindset when they're in the locker room?
At times, and I guess like they all like obviously work super hard, and I mean they all also have fun and don't take everything too seriously, but you can just see some of these guys are super talented and they care a lot and super dedicated, so it's no surprise when they go to the NFL and they're doing a good job like they have been.
You mentioned, how you feel running out to 100,000 and, you know, a couple of Michigan games, you had 110,000+.
Yeah.
Am I right? You're the holder as well, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
So more nervous with like a field goal or when you're just back there punting or, you know, which one's, you know, being a little bit more unnatural for us being a holder, you know, crouching down to catch it. Which one are you a bit more nervous at?
I'd say definitely probably the holding at times. The punting kind of, like you said, just happens. You can always just throw it on the boot and get it out there. But definitely my first year we played up there and it was snowing and it was just freezing cold. Can't feel your hands, can't feel your feet. And I remember catching a snap on the sideline before a field goal and I kind of caught it, put it down like normal. And the snow was on the ground. It was obviously pretty wet and slippery and the ball just like slid out. Like just, I didn't do anything wrong. It just, didn't stand up in the snow. And that was a bit nerve-wracking before you go out there and you just pray that doesn't happen in the moment. But it's not too bad. I would say, obviously, Had a couple of big moments with that. Got to hold for a Rose Bowl field goal that we made and won us the game, which was awesome. But again, it's kind of similar to punting. It just kind of happens pretty quickly. I mean, the whole snap to kick is 1.3 seconds at most. It's like kind of over before you can think about it, I guess.
Yeah, but like you said, it's under leading up to it, knowing it's all coming, the pressure's all on. Because it runs, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, is it running through you? Are you the one that's calling the snap?
Yeah. So I get to run the cadence, which is pretty cool. So I get to obviously let the line know, get down, get set, and obviously give the snap of the call and make sure the kick is ready to go. And it's obviously, it's nice. You're kind of like the little quarterback of the unit. And it's good fun. I like the cadence here as well, which is nice. And obviously get to vary that stuff up as well sometimes, which is cool. And definitely something, I love doing as well.
You mentioned you played in a Rose Bowl. You've played in other enormous games, you know, none bigger than January 1st last year. You played and you punted pretty well in the college football playoff semi-final. You went down 41-42 in a game to Georgia, who obviously they went on to win the lot. How was that experience? You know, that's arguably the biggest game you've played in.
Yeah, no, that was awesome. It was a cool week. My first time in Atlanta, and that stadium was a really cool spot as well. Obviously, tough way to end, but one of the best, like, college games ever, they reckon. So it was a pretty awesome day. And, it was tough being out there for the end of it as well, basically. We're one kick away, and you can't blame the kick. Like, there's lots of little things that go wrong throughout a game that cause a point or two here or there. But, it was definitely an awesome experience. And, I mean, like you said, it's something that I got to do that not many people get to do. So win or lose, it was something that I get to, look back on positively, I guess.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like you said, one of the put down as one of the best college games of all time. It's just the fact that you're out on the field is huge.
Yeah.
Like I said off the top, you've been in the Ray Guy top eight, so a semi-finalist in the Ray Guy Award. What does it mean to you personally to be recognised in your position?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's tough to get recognised, I guess, as a punter a lot of the time, especially somewhere like Ohio State where we didn't punt a whole lot over the last few years. And when you do a lot of like pooch punting and stuff like that, so it's never going to be a spot where you just boost up the numbers, kicking the ball as far as you can, because it's obviously not the objective most of the time. But it was awesome to get recognized for that, and I felt like I'd had a good few years there, and definitely something I'm proud of.
And then, as we mentioned before, this offseason you made the move to Vanderbilt. Do you want to talk us through why you made the move and what you're doing there now?
Yeah, for sure. Just like I said, I graduated Ohio State, so I was just looking for a new opportunity, somewhere I can kick some more spiral traditional stuff, which in my old school were a lot of rollout, which again, going forward, I got goals to play in the NFL and stuff and see how that goes, give it a chance. And I wanted to go somewhere I could follow in the footsteps of Matt Haybaugh, who just finished here, who's a good chance in the draft this year. He just went to the combine and whatnot. And somewhere I can kick some more traditional spirals and, hopefully help the team out as well. We'll get a few more wins this year. And, great spot in the heart of Nashville is awesome. And coaching staff are awesome. So, I've loved every second of it so far.
And do you feel like you've settled pretty well in Nashville?
Yeah, for sure. I actually, my girlfriend and she moved down with me. She's from Columbus as well. So we've been dating for a while now, and we live like right in the heart of Nashville. Got the dog here as well. We got a 2-year-old golden retriever, so he keeps us entertained. So it's been awesome and pretty comfortable.
Yeah, for sure. So what is the next going forward? You know, we're obviously in spring ball kind of stuff now. What does the next few months look like for yourself?
Yeah, so we're halfway through spring ball, so we got practice like 3 days a week at the moment, and lifts on the other days. And once this finishes, I actually get to go home for a few weeks for only the second time in the last 4 years. So I'm looking forward to that, back to Perth. Obviously a long way, but should be good. And then once we get back from there, end of May, we'll get back into summer workouts and more running and lifting and that kind of stuff. And then into fall camp, and the season starts a little earlier this year, I think. I think our first game's like the end of August rather than the start of September. So it's not too far away.
For those that that don't know, I'm just putting it together in my head now. It's probably 15 hours from Melbourne, another 3 or 4 to Nashville. So how far would it be to get back home to Perth?
Yeah, I think I'm flying to San Francisco. So I think that's about 4, 4.5 from here. And then obviously a good, 13.5, 15 hours, whatever it is, from San Fran to Sydney I'm going. And then another, 4.5, 5, I guess, to Perth. So, it's not short, but I got the girlfriend coming with me for the first time as well. So she's never been over. We're looking forward to it.
Have the parents been over? Has she met the parents, or is this the first time?
Yeah. No, the parents have been over a couple of times. So they were, lucky enough to come over this last season. And then Dad flew out for the Cotton Bowl this last year as well, the end of December. And then the season prior, they were here for the first half of the season and then flew back for that playoff game as well. So they've been over a number of times now, which is good. A lot easier for them to get here than for me to go back. So it's nice to have them here, and had brother and sister as well stop through, and it's been awesome.
Yeah, for sure. Now, you mentioned before the NFL being the ultimate goal, and the Australian presence is only growing, especially with ProKick doing incredible things. How much do you actually look forward to that, or are you in the moment kind of guy?
I try and be in the moment, definitely. I mean, it's not an easy thing to do, make it that far. The guys that make it that far obviously work super hard, and you just got to get the right opportunity at the right time, and something like I said, I work pretty hard at it, and definitely something I want to get to. I'm not gonna bank on it just happening. I'm gonna keep working, see what happens, and enjoy this year, which I have so far. So hopefully enjoy the season, and then see what happens after that.
And what would you say to any Aussies thinking that this could be the path for them? You know, like, let's go back to your at the very start of your journey. Like, what would you say to them, and like the best steps to take to almost mimic what you've gone and done?
Yeah, definitely. Just watch it on TV back home. If you get a chance to ever be over here, definitely go to a college game. I know a lot of people know what the NFL is, but a college game day atmosphere is just different. It's probably a lot bigger and a lot more entertaining, I guess you'd say, for like atmospheres type of thing. But look into it, and if you are, reach out to Chappie and Johnny at ProKick and Tim there as well. They just obviously do an awesome job. They got plenty of guys every year coming out, and like I said, some of them over here at the moment, going around visiting some guys at schools, and it's just an awesome experience. So definitely reach out.
Nah, awesome, mate. You're a credit to yourself and how well you have gone. You know, looking back at some of your stats, doing all this interview prep, it's amazing the fact that you've gone from, North Frio kicking a ball with the brother to where you are now. So we can't thank you enough for your time. Like I said, especially getting into spring ball and you've got meetings and you've got school later on. Like, it's an incredible effort by you, and we can't thank you enough, mate.
No, I appreciate you having me.
And we'll definitely be keeping our eye on Vanderbilt this season.
For sure, for sure. We should be in for a good year, I think. We'll see.
We'll finish off. What are the goals for this year for yourself and Vanderbilt going forward?
Definitely for the team. I think we want to be bowl eligible and win a bowl game would be awesome. I think a couple of years ago, they were a game or two away from being bowl eligible, and probably blew a couple games that season. And then this last year, started off well and kind of just fell away a little bit. So I think definitely, making a bowl game, winning one of those. I haven't won a ring yet myself over here. I know a lot of guys leave with a ring or two, but I haven't got one yet. So I'm trying to work towards that as well. Like I said, I just want to help out where I can on the field and help us win games. Hopefully can be valuable and hit some spirals and get some good film out there and see if I can help out.
That's it, mate. Get some film out there and make sure you're 12 months' time. We never know what you'll be preparing for, so that'll be huge. Again, mate, we appreciate your time and all the best going forward.
Awesome. Thank you.
Cheers, mate.